Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Welcome, my friends, to Advanced Birthday Medicine. What is that? Is it a birthday for you, Dr. Batar?
I guess it is.
Hey, I'm on the line, too.
Look at the dates anymore, so.
Wait a second. Ty Bollinger's crashing your party. His birthday was yesterday. Ty, you're a little late to the party.
Who let the riffraff in?
Hey, you know, like I said, I knew my birthday would be first. You know, you're always going to be second fiddle to me, Doc.
For you, Ty, I'm okay with being second fiddle.
Oh, man. Well, this is great. We all sing happy birthday, but then we'd have no listeners left. So, anyway, acknowledging two of my best buddies out there doing such great healing work and helping people. I just, you know, in one sense, I'd say, well, what can we give you guys? But you guys are just like the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm not sure. Is that good or bad?
Yeah. Well, if it's good, I'll take credit for it. If it's bad, Ty, you got this.
It's me, okay.
Well, we're going to check with your wives, and then we'll get the interpretation. They'll let me know later.
You know what? Hold on. Someone just stepped in the office here.
Yeah?
Hang on. They said, what? Oh, they got a birthday song for Dr. Batar. Hang on just a second.
Uh-oh.
Okay, come on. Here we go. Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Ty.
Happy birthday to you.
There's something wrong with her.
This is really wrong. Are you...
Happy birthday, Mr. Doctor.
Mr. Doctor.
Happy birthday to you.
No, he needs more than psychiatric intervention.
Oh,
here.
My God.
I think he needs a frontal lobotomy.
That was Ty Bollinger putting on a two-piece swimsuit and pretending he's Marilyn Monroe just for Dr. Batar.
I actually had a frontal lobotomy a few years ago, Doc. You're dead on accurate there.
Oh, man.
I think you need to ask for a refund because I don't think they got enough of your frontal lobe.
Oh, boy.
They left a little bit too much.
This is definitely, you know, we try to top each other on most unusual types of outside-the-box Wednesdays and Advanced Medicine Mondays. That's why I can't put you two guys in the same room together.
You know, I'm not sure. I think we should relabel this one because this really isn't, there's nothing advanced about this and there's nothing medical about this either.
This is a little bit more primitive.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, listen, I appreciate you both, you guys, and I want a double birthday barrel, if you will, today, because we couldn't get Ty on the air yesterday, but glad to have you on board. Everybody check out Ty. He was on Carol Alt on Saturday and Sunday talking cannabis, amazingly enough.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he took a hit of cannabis before he got on the show just now.
That, you know, it could be lingering.
Yeah, if you saw the RSB 180 from last week, oh, Super Don had some fun putting... Or he superimposed the picture of me in between Cheech and Chong's with a big old doobie, so that was kind of funny. We had a good laugh about that.
Oh, classic, classic stuff.
Actually, for any listener out there, though, if they haven't seen the video, I actually haven't seen the video yet, but mm-hmm. I know the presentation that you gave at the Advanced Medicine Seminar, Ty, back in August of 2013, that hour-long lecture was, for me, it was an eye-opener because I had no idea the history, the richness of the history of how hemp has been historically, in the United States, been considered to be one of the most significant gifts from God, from the mm-hmm. Creator.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how now it makes sense why it's been ostracized, because anything that's that universally, one, abundant, and two, utilizable, they don't want people to have that abundance. And it comes back to that same adage that my dad shared with me when I was younger, and it came from a book, and I believe it was a book that Andrew Carnegie wrote or edited or was involved with somehow, one of maybe the Napoleon Hill books. And the poem is, I argued with life for a penny only to find dismayed that anything I would have asked of life, life would have paid. And this is one of those components that we pray to the Creator for prosperity and for abundance. And hemp was one of those things that can be used in so many different industries, from paper. Right. And I've understood from Ty, your lecture, everything from household goods, oils, medicine, food. It can be used for so many different components.
Fuel.
And I'm sorry?
Fuel as well. I mean, it's fuel. An incredible thing. It would reduce our reliance on these petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. Of course, the intensity to grow the forests. Ty mentioned on the air with Carol Alt about the Hearst, empire, the newspaper empire, and how he owned forest land and didn't want hemp to be used instead of his trees, so it would hurt him economically, but at the same time, it destroyed the environment, but they didn't give a flip about that.
Yeah, there was a Popular Mechanics article in 1938. It was 25,000 uses for the hemp plant. So it's really phenomenal, the amount of different distinct uses for hemp. And being only a 6-minute segment on the Carol Alt Show, you really don't get much of a chance to get into much depth. So you kind of have to give a broad overview. But
right.
Well, I tell you, you could literally do a couple of hours mm-hmm. on just hemp and still have a lot more to go.
When you were there, weren't we videotaping that?
I think it should be in existence somewhere. It'd be great to see
I think we did videotape it. Now that I remember, we had a video crew there, and we should actually get that thing edited down and put that somewhere so people can actually watch it. In fact, that's what I'll do.
That would be great.
Such an important lecture. I really found that lecture to be fascinating. And the quotes that you gave from Ben Franklin and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, all these founding fathers, all these people that are considered to be where the United States actually started, and their opinions, their statements, their quotes on the hemp plant. It was just more than fascinating.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate that. I really think that is just the plant. Of course, being such a good plant, of course they're going to outlaw it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like you do the thing that you would think. They do the thing that nobody would do in their right mind. Mm-hmm. Or the U.S. government does. You know what? I just had an epiphany. I don't know if it's an epiphany or not. It is for me.
Well, now that you're wearing a two-piece swimsuit, you might as well call it something special.
Hey, don't be so sarcastic, big boy. Now, you know what we should do? We should you should text Carol, and Dr. Bitar needs to go on a healthy you too. I could see him being a great guest.
Well,
we're
working with the producers to get him on there with a schedule permitting. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Get Dr. Bitar out there as well.
Absolutely.
Inevitably, it will happen.
Yeah, but I don't have the knowledge of hemp that Ty does. And
No. You would be going on to speak about things in your wheelhouse. And what we need to do is get Carol.
I know, Robert, I was being sarcastic, though, because the knowledge of hemp, get it?
All right.
We just saw some of the evidence of Ty's intimate knowledge of hemp.
Yes, we did. Oh, my goodness.
I think that's funny, but due to my previous frontal lobotomy, I'm not real sure.
All right. Well, if we get serious for a moment, guys, hemp, this becomes even more important with what we talked about last week, Dr. Bitar, about the radiation exposure. And it isn't just the sailors that were just outside of Fukushima after the event, but now we're talking about anybody in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly right now. And hemp actually there's evidence that it can help remediate radiation.
Really? I just thought when you started saying this, I thought, wait a second, he's not going to say that hemp will remediate radiation, but I didn't know that. I have no idea that that was possible.
Yeah.
Anybody know the mechanism for action?
Well, I think partly that the evidence is literally by planting it in the area of it takes it out of the soil, absorbs it, and I don't know about its ability to be ingested for that specific purpose, but certainly for reducing its availability to other things that you might eat, you're going to have the ability to pull it out of those areas.
So it must be kind of like cilantro, where it's a natural concentrator of heavy metals, because the radiation, one of the most detrimental components, the radiation is plutonium and uranium that's actually causing the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So it must sequester that out of the environment somehow, which is that's amazing. Because here's the thing that we need to understand. Exposure is one thing,
mm-hmm.
but chronic, insidious consumption of water and food substances that are recycling through the planet and the radiation, that's one reason it persists for 50, 100 years, that chronic insidious utilization and assimilation into our systems of this radioactive material
right.
is what will cause the entire northern hemisphere within the next 5-10 years. In fact, I think the article I sent you, Robert,
yes.
made that estimate somewhere in the next 5-10 years. They estimated that everybody in North America will have some type of a cancer or cancerous type process going on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And this is why Mike Adams is working so heavily with his forensic foods lab, because he's actually running tests through gastrointestinal, what do they call, equivocators. I don't know if the right word there, but he's literally testing all these botanical substances, different foods through there to see what is binding out and holding on to the radiation through the GI tract, because we know we won't be able to get completely radiation-free food. So what can we eat along with the food that we may know carry some level of contamination to bind it before it gets absorbed through the GI tract? And that's very important work he's undertaking right now.
That's fascinating, because that's work that, if it is available, nobody knows about.
Exactly. But that's the nature of Mike Adams. He just tends to see an idea.
Yeah, he's definitely a pioneer, isn't he?
Yeah. And we'll need a lot more of these pioneers to get this information out, but we're doing our level best, and I appreciate both of you guys. Now, Dr. Batari, you sent me a story. I think WorldNet Daily published it about Japan's radiation of poisoning America and American food supply. You've seen this and obviously have some things to say.
Well, when you start to see the evidence of what's happening to the food supply, you start seeing the mutated salmon that are swimming upstream. You start seeing the fish that are caught in the ocean and the clear evidence of radioactive exposure, radiation poisoning that they've had. And, you know, at that point, now you should start asking about the genetic anomalies that are occurring, and then what are the consequences of ingesting those genetic anomalies, and what is that doing to our system, and what is that doing to our immune system, and what is that going to do to our children within the next 10, 15, 20 years?
Right.
It is beyond catastrophic.
Well, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go more into radiation remediation with Dr. Batari. Ty, thanks for dropping by, and, you know, next time, try to...
Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Hey, you know, thanks, RSB. I appreciate it. Dr. Batari, thank you so much, my friend, for all that you do. Happy birthday to you, too. And honestly, I hope neither of you are too mentally scarred from the rendition of Happy Birthday that I just gave.
Well, we're going to be taking some form of cannabis on the break.
I'm just slightly disturbed.
And we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What's the pathway out of this mess? Of course, a lot of it is contained within the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Dr. Batar's international bestseller. We always have it linked up here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Once again, an unusual event with Ty Bollinger showing up to sing to us, or to Dr. Batar. I don't know whether to apologize or just pretend it didn't happen.
She was singing to you, not to me.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we need to find some remediation for that, too. But seriously, everything you wrote about in your book, Dr. Batar, I mean, all I can say is everything times 10. I mean, it just becomes all the more important because when we're dealing with the normal toxicological burdens, the metals and things, we weren't thinking in terms of mass chronic radiation type exposures.
Exactly. These were not things that, one, we anticipated, and, you know, who would have thought something like this? If somebody would have thought of something like this, this was because of a nuclear disaster secondary to a conflict between two nations or something, but it's happened from a nuclear reactor. The fallout is the same, no pun intended. It's the right. Same consequences and potentially even worse than had it been from a situation of conflict, because here it was a tsunami. It was actually the weather currents at that point. There was such extreme weather, and it was dissipating and expelling dust into the atmosphere in a much more pronounced manner, perhaps is the best way of putting it.
Yes.
But with the exception of the airflow, the wind currents and the water currents, with the exception of that preventing the entire planet from being exposed to that, I mean, that's one reason we in the northern hemisphere, in the Americas, we are getting 90% plus of the brunt of that particular disaster. It didn't go westward, it all went eastward. So it hit the west coast. It's, you know, it's affecting Canada and the United States, not only on the western seaboard, but it's actually gotten all the way to the east coast. Over a year ago, there were some people, independent people, that were testing the radioactivity level up on the mountain, they were 1,200 or maybe 1,500 feet above sea level. Then they went 6,000 feet above sea level in the Appalachian Range, and they were testing to see the level of exposure of radioactivity coming from this Japanese disaster. And it was over 100-fold greater than what was considered to be safe. So that was a year and a half ago. And my son, Avi asked me, he said, Dad, if this is what's going on, if this is true, then why haven't we heard about it? And I said, for the same reason we don't hear about any of the truths, because the media is keeping it quiet. But there's quite a bit of information on the internet about this, especially on YouTube, where they've actually got people videotaping the Geiger counters, showing the level of radioactivity increasing, and they have no idea what it's going to be, but they're live recording it to show what the levels are. And that was a year and a half ago, so we don't even know what the consequences are right now. It's in the food supply already. Right. It's right. in our water supply already. There's nothing that we can do to stop it, short of leaving mm-hmm. and going to a different part of the world. There's nothing that we can do to stop that getting to our food supply. Now what we have to do is figure out how to improve, clean up the food supply, and do our best to reduce the exposure that we're all getting.
Yeah, and of course, you know, hit it with all the things that tend to bind it. And again, that's part of what we were mentioning with the research that's going on. But, you know, as far as we know, the government's not conducting it. I mean, it's only happened by innovative entrepreneurs and people that want to help others to survive this. So if we see that they're claiming that H1N1 is back this year and it's badder than ever, I would argue that we're talking again about toxic pollutants. We see the chemtrails being sprayed above us, and on top of that, elevated levels of radiation on chronic exposure basis. You and I have discussed this at length in previous advanced medicine broadcasts, how radiation, chronic radiation exposure takes away your immune system.
Absolutely. It's a slow, insidious assault. It's a chronic burden that is, just think of a person that's walking around. One person's walking around with just their clothes on. Another person's walking around with a 50-pound rucksack. But that person walking around with a 50-pound rucksack constantly, everywhere they go, when they get up to go eat breakfast, they go to the bathroom, they're brushing their teeth, wherever they're going, they've got this 50-pound rucksack on their back. Well, it's going to wear them down. And that's exactly what this type of exposure does. It's a chronic burden that the individual has to carry. It ruins the immune system. It's, you know, I don't know if I can say this word, so I'm not even going to try, but
yeah,
it's literally assaulting. Yep. I was going to say something else, but again, Robert, I have no idea what you can and can't say on the air, so I don't want to get anybody.
Well,
in trouble,
no, I appreciate that because we don't want to have to bleep you. But,
it's just annihilating the immune system. And then the other consequences, what happens besides the burden on the immune system, then you've got a chronic burden on the endocrine system, so you go into a flight fight response. So your adrenal system goes all haywire and you in a constant state of adrenal exhaustion. And then what does that do to the heart, to the various other systems,
the heart, the endocrine
implications
system,
on. So it's a spiral. It's a domino effect. You know, you kick one domino over and then everything starts to cascade.
Stand
down
by. The dominoes have led us into the next break. We're going to be back with Dr. Rashid Batar for more advanced medicine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Obviously, we got radiation on our minds today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's not something we'd like to have on our minds or our bodies or anywhere else. But the things that are going on this planet at this point in time necessitate our discussion here. And Dr. Bittar, I want to remind everybody they can go back to listen to any of our shows together easy by going to medicalrewind.com. That's the fastest, easiest way to go directly to all of the appearances with Dr. Bittar and I talking about many subjects, including this radiation. When I remember, we discussed at length, and I don't know how long ago this was, but the idea that they could brush over this radiation thing by just saying, hey, look, it's an infectious disease pandemic of some kind, and blame a microbe for what really was the reduction of immune function by radiation.
Which is exactly what's been done in the past with other types of situations. It was what happened with polio. It was what happened with many, many various types of diseases that were caused by chemical, by caused by industry, and it was blamed on some kind of virus. And we call that, in fact, I think it was in Liam's book, or was it in Ty's book? I can't remember, either in Official Stories or in Ty's Monumental Myths, where they talk about how the virus hunters, they become the virus hunters. Everything's blamed on a virus because it surely can't be something else. Well, of course, we know that it is something else, but they don't want the industry to have to take the hit on it.
Correct.
And all the carcinogenic substances and all the immune debilitating substances that we're being exposed to, all the insecticides and the pesticides, all these substances that have now been shown 50 years after being in commerce to be highly, highly detrimental to an individual's health, all those things were blamed on actually a virus. Polio is a really good example, which goes, I didn't know about this with polio, but if you look at polio, the polio issue, and Robert, you know this, right, with the DDT.
Oh, yeah. I remember Liam did that brilliant poster. I mean,
oh, that's right.
Remember all the images? All the, yeah, he just pulled the posters from all the different things that were being promoted back then. They were spraying DDT, I mean, horrible pesticides over everyone and everything, and the plants and the apples, and people were eating it, and then they were seeing paralysis. I mean,
and they were actually, they had ads of little children saying that they weren't worried about flies or insects because they'd had their dose of DDT. And these were actual advertisements being put out in the media, newspapers and such. And then there's a graph that Liam showed, and it shows that the incidence of DDT being used more and then polio following in its wake. And then there's a dip in the use of DDT, and there's a dip in polio, and then there's another spike in DDT and spike in polio right afterwards. And then all of a sudden, DDT is taken off the market and polio disappears.
Yeah.
And but it was all blamed on
a virus, as you said. Because if it was DDT, then an industry, DuPont, Monsanto, all of these companies would have to take liability. It would put them out of business. And we know the business of governments is business. and that wheel keeps going round and round until they destroy all of us. I guess the question is, do they think they can survive this radiational onslaught?
That is the question, because you would think that they would be bright enough to understand that they're exposing themselves and their own kids, but
right.
Maybe they've got something that we don't know, or maybe they're just not that bright.
Yeah. Yeah, and if it's just the not that bright, I mean, it really almost doesn't matter. In either case, it's sinister, because we can do ourselves in through ignorance or arrogance. When you're done in, are they going to look back and say, well, we'll excuse you because you were ignorant?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and for me, whether they're ignorant or whether it's a sinister plot, which I believe it probably is the latter, my concern is my children.
Right.
As your concern, your children.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, for you and me, Robert, you know, we've been on this planet for, you know, 40 plus years. And yes, we have a long time left on this planet, but my concern as a parent, and I know your concern as a parent, is more what's going to happen to our children, because they've got a lot more time on this planet, and we have to keep this planet safe and clean, because if we don't, they're the ones who are going to have to deal with the brunt of the issues, not us.
Well, and we've seen the weakening of the the population, these kids coming in, the generations weakening because of the exposures from day one. We've talked extensively. I mean, we think about all the building of this information we've been doing together with your book as well, planting the seeds of understanding what has happened. Why are these kids much sicker? Why do they expect to live shorter lives, less healthy lives than previous generations, where the trend was different through the 20th century despite a lot of toxicological assaults? And now we're looking at it and saying, well, how do we protect our kids? And of course, one of the primary ways is, you know, we keep them away from doctors as much as we can, to be honest. Like your book says, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. One of those things is avoiding vaccinations. But as we say, we can't avoid somewhat contaminated food. So we got to do the best we can to limit exposure and then find out, remediate that which we know is present.
Yeah, and Robert, I want to just add to that point that you just made about staying away from doctors.
Yes.
You know, when people talk about preventive medicine, remember that a vaccine is not preventive medicine. It is the most absurd thing, but preventive medicine, the definition of preventive medicine, what I have seen when I hear doctors are doing preventive medicine, I think, oh, this is a doctor that's going to be using the similar type of philosophy as I am. And then I start realizing what they're doing preventive medicine. They're talking about putting people on statin drugs.
Right.
They're talking about giving vaccinations. And this is their idea of preventing disease, by giving drugs that are supposedly going to prevent a person from having an issue and giving vaccines to prevent infection.
Well, and radiation scans, like mammograms.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right. So for the listeners out there, that is not preventive medicine. Preventive medicine means that you do things to prevent the need for medicine, i.e. what Thomas Edison said about using your food as your medicine. You need to start looking at what you're ingesting, at what your activity level, you know, all these different components that you yourself have the power to invoke. Just like the slogan of our show, the power to heal is yours. It is truly one of the greatest truths that have has been basically people have forgotten it. People didn't realize it. It is a very profound thing because you have the power not only in your own body to heal, but you have the power to make these decisions yourself. Awareness is the key. And once you're aware and once you empower yourself with knowledge, then nobody can take you, take advantage of you. No, you can't be the victim anymore. So you make sure that you are proactive because if you're depending on a doctor or a governmental body or somebody else to protect you, you are wrong by definition. It is your obligation to protect you, yourself and your children. And by making sure that you make the right choices in what you're eating and where you're living and what you're drinking, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so true. And if we look at the issue of prevention, I love the way you brought it up. And, you know, preventive medicine is not a vaccine. Preventive medicine is not a statin drug. It's not a mammogram. None of these things. I like what you said. Preventive medicine is more or less doing the things you need to do to prevent the use of a medicine, the perceived need, real or imagined, of that medicine, which is, you know, very toxic and very dangerous. And I look at this and I think how uncommon common sense has become in our culture and particularly in medicine.
Yeah, it's not very common at all anymore, is it?
No, that's the thing. If we look at how we're speaking what I would consider very basic truths, and if we step back from our words and we go, wow, you know, isn't this kind of stuff we teach our kids in second, first grade? Yet many adults have lost sight of that, even the idea of the obligation to care for ourselves and not turn our bodies over to so-called experts that may have literally no expertise in caring for your body, but they're certainly maybe expert at prescribing substances that can actually do you much more harm than good.
And that's one of the things, Robert, I always try to tell my patients, and I've said this in public forums when I've lectured to doctors and to the lay audience, and that is that don't believe what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, do your own research and then resort to your own intellect and make that decision. Think about it. Does it appeal to your intellect? Does it make sense? Does it resonate with you? Does it feel like the truth? You know, don't rely on what everybody's saying because you know what? Some people may be relying on what you and I are saying, and I would challenge them. Don't just listen to us because we're saying it and believe us.
Right.
Look within yourself. Does it make sense to you? Does it resonate with you?
Yes. Check that gut check.
Exactly, your gut check. Mm-hmm. You know, people call it the gut check, the sixth sense, you know, intuition, whatever. Does it make sense? Does it appeal to your own intellect? Everybody has a brain. God gave us a brain for a reason. Does it make sense to you? And if it does, then follow it. And do your own research. Find out the truth. Many times there are people that will get on the internet, and the internet is full of great information and a lot of misinformation on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. I mean, you want to see some information? Go on the internet and do a Google search of me and see how many, you know. Well, it's so funny. My attorney told me, he said, you're an interesting character. He says, you have people that say you walk on water on one side and people that say you're the biggest scum bucket that ever lived on the other side. He goes, there's nobody that's in the middle saying, oh, he's an okay guy. So I guess. I'm happy with being, you know, a polarizing agent, as they call it. But go on the internet and then look at the information. Look at both sides. Look at everything we're saying. Look at what Robert and I are talking about, and then look at what the opposite side, our detractors, say, and look at what they're saying and assess their information, and then see which one really makes sense.
Right.
Which one speaks to you? Which one says that this is the truth? Follow me.
Yeah. And mercury injections or, well, natural medicine with no side effects. And here's an interesting argument I got from an intellectual leftist recently. Well, okay, people won't die from taking your homeopathic medicine, but because there are no side effects, that means it's not real medicine. So his measure of real medicine is if it has side effects. I'm like, oh, I don't know where to go with that one.
Well, now, there you go. That's a perfect example. When you hear that, does that resonate with you? And it resonates with me. It makes me say, yeah, you're right. It doesn't have any side effects, so that's the one I'm going to go with, because something that's going to have side effects, and that's what you call a medicine, I want to stay the hell away from that.
I know, but this is the lack of logic that parades as intellectual superiority in our world. These are the folks that come through these high institutions of learning, and they come out with a strange thought. But it's, again, materialistic reductionism again.
Well, I totally agree with you, Robert, and I would like to think that given everything that we've done and that we have been exposed to and that our children are being exposed to and that people will have to deal with on this planet, that there is a scorekeeper up there somewhere that's keeping score, and those that are on purpose putting out this misinformation, and if they have led people astray, for example, the Offits of the World,
right,
who have single-handedly caused millions of people to be damaged. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say millions. It's got to be millions of people because millions of people have received those vaccines.
Right.
That their time will come and they will have to respond to their grievances. They will have to.
Well, I believe address. That. I do. I think what's frustrating for us sometimes down here is that we want to see the justice happen here and now, but there's a justice in God's time that's beyond us, and sometimes we have to have that faith and recognize that there is a cause and effect playing itself out and holding the universe together. Listen, we're going to take another break here, having a fascinating discussion, as we always do here, Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Buttar, you can find him at Dr. Buttar, drbuttar.com. All the links are up. We're going to wrap it up with a listener question and more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Scott Bell Show.
We were just talking about the scorekeeper up above, Dr. Bitar. I know you've got thoughts about it, though.
I was just going to make a comment that I don't want people to start thinking about, we were talking about religion here, because
right.
I'm not a religious person at all. I am a very spiritual person, and I think in any faith, or even if people say that, well, I don't believe in God, or I'm, you know, an atheist or agnostic or whatever,
mm-hmm.
even those people believe in nature. They believe in right and wrong. They believe in truth, and they believe in the dichotomy of black and white, or
sure, the light and the dark,
good and bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, light
yeah.
and dark. And as we've said before, Robert, that sometimes it's good to experience the dark because then you appreciate the light more. But I just wanted to mention that even that scorekeeper, whatever yeah. your belief is, that nature has a way of remembering.
Yeah.
Whatever goes around comes around, the yin-yang, whatever you want to talk about, whatever denomination, whatever faith, the point being that there is an equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I want people to remember is that no matter how dark you think it is, there's always people, you always have something to be grateful for. So don't take this in a negative way. Radiation everywhere, what are we going to do, how's this going to affect the planet, what's going to happen to our kids? Hope is the most important thing, and taking proactive steps, whatever those steps are, you can never go wrong as long as you move forward.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. So I want to get to a question from Brandon, our 15-year-old, I believe, out of Utah. And he was asking, first of all, something that he's called a concave chest, pectum excavatum.
Pectus excavatum.
Thank you. Excavatum. So tell me about this scenario. What is this? Is this a real serious defect in most cases, or what?
Well, it's actually, some people are born with it, and essentially it's a malfunction in the actual chest wall. So the chest wall basically kind of caves in a little bit.
Okay.
It's just in a development aspect when the fetus was developing, for some reason in some people, the chest is almost like a barrel. Well, this is, think of it as a barrel, but the front of it where the chest is dented inwards.
Right. I have that on my left side of my rib cage, but it was from an injury as a child. I flew off of a trampoline and hit a tree like Superman on my side, and it kind of dented it in. But I don't know that it's impacted me. I mean, maybe it could energetically, but I would imagine if you can function and breathe that you wouldn't have to have surgical intervention in something like this.
No. It's something that many people have, and they live a totally normal life. It's nothing that I would say that a person needs to try to correct. It's a development thing. You know, it's the chest didn't develop outward. It developed inwards for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I would certainly not worry about it.
All right. Now, Brandon's development intellectually, we can call it that. He wants to become a healer, a doctor of some kind. He's thinking like the naturopathic colleges, but maybe MD career would still be good, but very concerned about the debt involved in that we talk about. Maybe an orthopedist, he says, to deal with broken bones and ligaments and stuff, because I know this guy doesn't want to be a drug doctor after listening to us.
Yeah, I find it really intriguing that this is a 15-year-old that's listening to our show, and we know we have minors that are listening to our show all the time, which is a huge feather in our caps, Robert. I mean, that's a really big thing that we're, for whatever reason, kids are listening to us. It's a little worrisome that why are these kids listening to us, but it's also good that the future generation is aware to a level that...
How are we going to explain Thai to them today?
We just have to explain to them that they're higher cognitive beings, and unfortunately now they're seeing why they are superior to us cognitively than us. So they're an improvement on their parents, just like we all want to be improvement on our parents. Yes. We want our children to be improvements on us.
Right.
Unfortunately, you can see the defect right there with Ty and how sometimes we fall off the wagon there.
Well, listen, Brandon asks sincerely about the education. And he says maybe you, Dr. Batar, can hold a spot open for his residency. But, you know, how many people are really understand how many years it takes to learn this stuff? As we, you know, we can spout off things. It sounds like we've known it forever. But, you know, we had to learn this as well.
Right, exactly. Because if you go to medical school, you're not going to learn this stuff in medical school. You have to learn whatever they teach you, pay the price, and then learn most of this stuff on your own and go to some conferences where you have other people that are like-minded that have shared their experiences and their wisdom, and then you slowly develop your understanding and it evolves. But there's a lot of things over here that he kind of talks about. And, Robert, we've actually covered this a couple of times in past shows, too. So maybe
we're almost out of time, so it's got to be real quick.
Yeah, well, maybe you can just refer back to some of those past shows. But,
okay.
You know, you got to do what your heart tells you to do.
Right.
That's basically the summary.
That's the message today, and it is every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly when we go outside the box on Wednesdays with Ty. But now I don't know if he's going to show up after that thing he did today. But it's a happy birthday day for Dr. Batar, and he wants to remind you, as do I, that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.